4 CBA Mobile.
DTY Mobile.
Hey, Daniel. How's it going today?
Went and met the grader up at the property and walked in. Trying to figure out which way to go.
Noise quite a bit. I think you said you were on the grader today.
I met my grader at the property today.
Hey, well that's good. So are y'all actually walking it or is he actually working it today?
He's walking it. I'm back at the house now. I'm on my crossband repeat outside, but it's not coming in clear.
It's kind of phasing in and out, but again, I don't know how much of that is me compared to you.
Probably you, because guys earlier were saying that I was doing really well getting into the repeater from here, so, and I haven't changed locations, so I'm at my house on the vertical up top.
And it's definitely me. But did you see gas went up overnight 10 cents?
That today. I went through town, but I wasn't paying attention to fuel prices up here.
Now, it went from 409 to 419. Which stinks. I was coming out to fill out before my wedding tomorrow. I'm running a bunch of errands, and I was like, well, that stinks. I guess I should have filled up last night.
Those things, you just never know. At this point, when you see fuel, you better fill it up.
So, but that's, so you're on your HD doing a crossband repeat. I've been wanting to experiment with that. Has it worked out pretty good for you?
Far so good. I can't figure out how to get it to stop putting my call sign over the repeater. But I'm working on that. Just one thing at a time.
It's just like constantly putting your signal out, your call sign out through Morse code.
I don't know that it constantly does it, but guys have said they've heard my call sign going out over the repeater. But then, like earlier when I was talking to Jerry, Tom, and Shane, and Russell, nobody heard it coming out over the repeater, but I could hear it coming back to me.
Well, I guess that makes sense since you're the only one talking, quote unquote, to your repeater, your little private repeater. So I guess maybe we'll just come back to you.
I'm only wanting to put my call sign out on my input frequency to my radio. That way, I'm legal when I'm not broadcasting. It keeps me legal knowing that I've got my radio set up for crossband repeat.
Definitely something that I want to experiment with a little bit, but I've been also looking into, I'm thinking that maybe part of my problem with my my HF with, I'm getting a lot of noise. I think maybe I have some grounding problems. I'm not sure. How are you grounding your 991 and your antenna and stuff like that?
Right now, I don't have any grounding on it. I'm working on that one also. My house ground is about as far away from my antenna setup as I can get. So they say that's the best way to run it. That way you ground everything back to one location. But they say if you can't, put some ground rods out at the antenna and run the radio back that way. So I'm working on all that in the process. I've got the grounding rods. I got to put it in. So I don't leave anything hooked up when I'm not on the radio. That way, lightning, if it does hit my antenna,
it's going to damage the antenna, and that's it. I don't even let the cable aim at the back of the radio. You could also just ground right outside your window, right? That's not ideal. You want everything back to that one ground on your house ground, is what the information I've been given, and maybe somebody listening can clarify that. Everything I've found says the best way to do it is to ground it to the house ground. It's already there. I've been trying to do a little bit of research on it to try to figure out what I need to do and best way to do it. I am lucky enough that I have that ground right outside the corner of my house where I'm running one line, one of the coax cables through, but I'm trying to figure out the best way to ground the antenna, and I'm not sure if I should, I don't know, I just don't know what I should do about it. Ground that HF antenna that you got. I don't think you need to. Just you need to do an RF ground on your radio, which there's a screw on the back of it that takes it out there. As far as the antenna, where you're just running that infed, I don't think you need to. But I was wondering if I needed to ground the actual antenna itself. And same for the 2 meter, I should be able to just, well, I don't know how I would ground that because there's not like I'm using that little mobile rig, that Yaesu FT2980, so I don't know how I would ground that rig itself. Would I try to ground the antenna, you think, or ground the rig? You've got the antenna. It's out on your roof, isn't it? Like a mag mount? And on my roof, it is that Diamond X30. From the pole that it's on, or whatever it's on, you want to run it back to a ground, is what I understand as far as... And like I said, if somebody else is listening, they can probably give you more information than I can. I'm still trying to figure it all out myself. Diamond antenna, I have it on a piece of PVC pipe, because I was trying to keep as much metal away from it, but I'm not sure if I would be better off to run it on an actual piece of metal. I don't know how to help you on that one, Daniel. You just have to do some research. But anyways, I've been trying to figure that out, but I bought some grounding strap. I'm waiting for that to get in. So I will ground the actual 991. For some reason, I thought I had to ground the antenna too. But I hear what you're saying. I could just ground the, go to the back of that screw on the back of it. So you helped me at least for that part. So I gotta figure out the rest, but I'm out running errands. My wife's birthday is tomorrow, and I'll be at that wedding, so I'm trying to do a special dinner for her tonight. Say, your wife's birthday, and you're at somebody else's wedding, I tell you. Anyway, so yeah, in KO4HKX. So yeah, I'm at somebody else's wedding. It's so funny because literally every year, even the years where I just have one wedding, it's always the same weekend as her birthday. So it always sucks, but she just takes it with stride. But I was planning on trying to do something special for her tonight, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah, they say May is one of the big wedding months for planning weddings. So it's coming into summer, the end of spring, so it's a good time. The leaves are on. Yeah, I could see that. And October are our two biggest months usually. So like you said, end of spring, beginning of summer, and then going into fall where the colors are really pretty. So those are usually our two biggest months. But yeah, it's funny. It always lands on her birthday. So I may not have any other weddings, but I'll have a wedding on her birthday like every year. But she's a trooper. she takes it, and she understands, but yeah, so we'll see what happens. And just so you know, I'm kind of going into that shady spot of Paris Mountain in case I get lost in the weeds here.
KB2H access.
Neighborhood.
Good morning, Dave. I'm sorry, is there another station in there? Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, it's just me, KI4DTY.
Oh, just you. Good. Okay, I didn't think I heard anybody else. So I just got a quick comment about your ground issue. What I've learned in the past, and it's an old saying, is nothing round for ground. You always got to be a braided ground. This way you don't radiate the ground wire.
That one more time so I make sure I can understand you. Now, I understand electricity for the most part. I do electrical stuff, but for some reason I heard somebody say that braided wire for the grounding was going to be better because it gave you more area, surface?
Yeah, that's what I said. Nothing round for ground. You don't want to use a solid round wire for ground because there's a possibility that you can get RF down that wire and radiate through the ground. Don't mess up your SWRs and bleed into stuff. Exactly right. Use a braided ground. It's what it does, it knocks the RF down. You know, you won't transmit RF down the ground line.
I was on YouTube, and they're going, you know, because they're trying to do, like, a ground for all their ham radio stuff. And they're using, like, a round copper pipe, and then they're using hose clamp straps. So would that also account for that?
Yeah, you don't want solid wire for ground. For RF, off an antenna tower or anything, you want it braided. A braided ground. That's why coax, you know, the outer shield is braided, not solid. And then, you know, basically what you do is you smack a copper, like a 10-foot copper rod down into the ground, but to connect it to the tower or your antenna ground or whatever, it has to be braided. Don't use anything, don't use a solid, you know, copper wire. That's for electrical, that's not for RF.
The meter antenna, I'm using a Diamond X 30. It's on top of my roof on my chimney, and I have it mounted to a piece of PVC pipe. Do I need to try to ground that somehow, somewhere?
If it's on PVC, yeah, I definitely ground it. I mean, heck, you know, you get lightning strike or something, it'll go down that braid instead of down to your radio into your house.
I think it would be the best way for me to ground that.
I'm sorry, I'll stop getting into that noisy area. And come on, Patrick, speak up.
Sitting here listening and learning, letting you teach.
Oh, Miyagi, teach.
Oh, I'm going to try to say this real quick before I get back into the hole. Treat me like I'm stupid because I am a brand new ham, so I have a PVC. What do you think is the best way for me to ground? I don't know if I can afford that much braided cable to run all the way to the ground.
Well, heck, you can use an old piece of coax. You strip the outer jacketing off and take the braid off of it if you can afford some cheap coax. I mean, it doesn't have to be real heavy ground, just enough to ground it. You know, you don't have to buy, you know, tinned ground wire or ground braid. Just use an old coax.
How would I attach? Would I attach to that PVC pipe that I have? That PVC pipe that's mounted to the chimney is probably 4 foot long, and then at the top of that is where I have the diamond 2-meter antenna attached.
I attach it to the clamp and the diamond. You know, the U-bolts that hold it to the PVC, you attach it right there. There's no way to ground PVC. And just curious, why are you using PVC as a pole? Why not get just a 5-foot antenna mast or a 10-foot antenna mast?
All this out. That's what I said. I'm brand new ham, and I had heard that you didn't really want metal close to your antenna like that. So I was like, well, heck, I'll just mount a piece of PVC just to not have any interference with metal. I wasn't really sure the best way to mount it.
I don't think mounting an antenna to PVC is altogether the best thing because that PVC is very weak. You know, you just get a 10-foot antenna mast and mount it to that, you know. I mean, heck, you can get a 10-foot mast over at Lowe's or Home Depot. You can get a you know, a piece of fence piping, inch and a half, inch and a quarter, and mount it. But I would take the braid and hook it right up to the U-bolts that attach the antenna to the PVC and just run it down, you know. That's basically what I would do.
Well, that was a good copy. Yeah, like, still learning, still trying to figure all this out and trying to figure out what was the best way to do it. And like I said, was thinking about this and was like, well, dang, I'm getting a lot of, it seems like I'm getting some noise more on my HF side, and I wasn't sure if there was something I needed to do to ground that antenna as well. I have an 80-meter inline fence that I was running on it and trying to figure out what I need to do to ground everything, if that would help get rid of some of the noise.
Yeah, you can use an they make a connector that has a ground lug on it that you can connect the coax. Almost looks like a coax connector with a ground lug on it. You know, a coupling connector or something. You can do that. That's possible. Do it closer to the ground. But your 80 meter stuff, it could be atmospheric noise that you're getting. That's it. Gentlemen, I got to jump out. I'm kind of busy here at the house. I was kind of listening in a little bit, wanting to put my two cents in. Patrick, good to not hear you in there. Ha ha ha. KP2HXS, I'm going to sign out for a bit, guys. I'll be listening from a distance.
Either one. 4HK.
Oh, were you in there? Sorry.
CBA Mobile.
Uh oh, it's too dark outside for you to be going off playing tennis, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm taking my pony up to North Carolina. Where I'm headed up to see my sister.
To Maggie Valley to see your sister. KO4HK.
Roger. Yep, Maggie Valley. Be up there. I guess I'll come back either Sunday or Monday. Y'all won't have to put up with me for a few days. Unless you want to talk to me on 519.
Hey guys, I gotta step out for 1 second. I'll be on the side.
519.
140. Let's see. 145.19 is the repeater for up on Mount Mitchell, and you can easily hit that. Well, I can get it from Greenville, so unless you just got a real, like a mag mount on a washing machine lid or something, you should be able to hit it.
No problem. That's Mount Mitchell repeater. 190 is the suffix on it.
I don't know where I said it. I said 519. That's just what I call it. 5.19. I guess the zero is understood. But anyway, but I don't get on that repeater much. In fact, not at all. When I'm here in town, I use it up there because that's the only one I can hit.
I've got a good clean shot at it to the north of me, so it's almost due north of where I'm my location, so it works out pretty good. I don't get on it much. I listen to it and monitor it some, but I don't get on it.
I'm like you. Sometimes I'll hit scan and let my radio in the house scan it. It's just 2 meters, and just let it scan the frequencies I've got programmed in the memory. But and the Mount Mitchell repeater is one of them. But anyway, but I rarely get on there and talk.
Way to take your HF radio with you up there yet?
Take it. I mean, it's, you know, just that and the power supply would be all I'd need. But then I need a, antenna and, you know, some coax. So I don't know. I'd have to, you know, shoot in. I would take a dipole or something, go like 10 through 80 and shoot it up in the tree. She's got some tall trees. Well, I don't know what's going on here. I'm on Poinsett Highway, just north of, on 25 north of Lowe's, and can't even get through the traffic light here at the speedway, and it must be a wreck down here. Everybody's getting over in the left, in the right lane.
On that stretch of highway right there, since they put that red light up down there in front of the Mexican restaurant, they've been quite a few wrecks.
It's before you get to that light. It's just down the hill from the Speedway gas station. Looks like somebody must have pulled out from somewhere, one of these little stores here, Dollar Tree or something. And we're having to go off the road just to get past the accident. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Anyway, it doesn't look too bad. Overall, the cars aren't tore up too bad, so I hope nobody got hurt.
Hope not, but if they were doing the speed limit through there, then it shouldn't be too bad, but that's the problem, is most people don't know how to do the speed limit anymore.
There's a speed limit.
I was about to say, you're talking to Dave. He's driving a Mustang over there.
Posted, suggested speed limit, let's put it that way.
I told you about the police officer that said he wanted to demonstrate how to stop at a stop sign, and what he wanted to do was start hitting this guy in the arm and say, "You want me to stop or you want me to slow down?"
Don't stop. They just slow down. It's a yield sign to them.
People don't even slow down. I've seen people run traffic lights on Wade Hampton Boulevard. I mean, you know, good Lord. I mean, long after they were had turned red. And so, I mean, so anyway, you see a little bit of everything. But, I've got a camera, a digital camera. It's recording, it records audio and video, and it takes some great video, I tell you. And I can, it's in a loop, but I've got a pretty big card on it, so SD card, so, but I can just take that card and if I'm having a event that I want to save, I can just stick it in the computer and yeah, save it on the computer and then stick it back in the camera.
I tell you what, Wade Hampton is one of the worst I've ever seen as far as people running stoplights over there. I live right off of Wade Hampton, and I tell you what, when the light turns green, I definitely look both ways before I go.
Watson Road is right at the bottom of the hill before you get to, if you're going eastbound, it's right before you get to Roadhouse, and that traffic light there is notorious for running it long after your light turns green. They just get tired, you know, waiting, or the people on Watson get tired of waiting, because that's a long red light if you get caught by it. I'm usually turning right on red, so it doesn't bother me, but if you try and turn left or go straight, then you just have to sit there. And if I have a green light there, I definitely look both ways, because you're crossing six lanes of traffic, and so that's, you know, one of those six cars in the front there might be, he might be a little flustered.
A lot of times I just make a right out of the parking lot and go up and loop around and come back and use the light to make the left-hand turn. That way it's safer that way.
I've seen quite a few, because there's that steel shop right there. I've seen quite a few trailers run that red light, and they just do not even care.
Well, yeah, I've seen that too. That's like, you know, their excuses. You know, well, you know, I'm a big truck, and I can't stop for the light, so I just keep going.
A lot of times, I can't get the truck stopped in time unless I just jab on the brake and, like a panic stop.
So that part I get, like if you're close enough to the light, like I get, like if you have to go through it, because I've driven a trailer before, and yeah, I get you get that way, but I'm talking about like the light's been red and they barrel through it anyways.
More and more of that, you know, it's been red for a long time, and they, and cars and trucks just going through it. You know, I don't know what they're thinking, or maybe they're not thinking, but that's a new thing for some people. But anyway, what was I going to say? Shoot, I forgot now. I was going to change the subject, but subject matter just left my brain.
That's a sign of, right?
I can't remember.
You can figure that one out.
A little levity there. Well, I'm going to have to behave. I'm sitting beside a sheriff's deputy here, so I'm up here in Traverse Rest now. So, I'm going to have to be on my P's and Q's, dot my, cross the T's and dot the I's.
To today now.
Talking to me, KO4HKX.
Yep, talking to you. What you up to now? Now that you are already walked the property.
My identifier got you. But I am at the house doing my office work and stuff now, so I'm just around inside the house and outside the house just when it's not raining up here, trying to get a few little things done here and there.
It's cloudy over here. We had a little bit of rain this morning, but we haven't really had much this afternoon.
Been raining since last night up here, just a nice soft, basically a heavy mist. And then every now and then it'll rain a little harder, but nothing, no hard rain. It's been a good slow soaker, which is what we needed.
Definitely need something like that down here as well. Just a slow soaker. Just kind of wash away some of this pollen and grime and just get the ground nice and wet.
Yeah, we had, evidently had some at Taylor's at the house because I noticed the deck was wet this morning when I got up, but it rained while I was still in bed, so anyway.
Dave, I'm going to go take this opportunity to jump out so I can finish up some of the stuff I need to get done this afternoon. Daniel, you be careful out there on the road. Dave, you be careful going to Maggie Valley. And I will talk to y'all on down the log, KO4HKX. Clear.
7-3, Patrick. It was good talking to you. And Dave, I'm actually at my next destination anyway, so I'm going to jump off for a few minutes. And if you're still on, we'll cue so again. But anyway, 7-3 is the best of you guys. Patrick, have a good day.
Patrick, enjoy your paperwork there. And and I guess Daniel will, maybe we'll catch you. I'll be on this frequency at least till I hit the state line. up here. Anyway, 73s to both, and KB4 CBA mobile.